This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. We're about to have a seminar for others on Tel Aviv, Skype, South Africa, networks, inshallah.
Many of them getting ready for work and school, inshallah. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for one. Now, the remainder of this week and next week, inshallah, we're going to be focused on Hajj. It's the great day of Allah. Inshallah, we're going to be focused on Hajj. It's the great day footsteps. Yesterday, Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim touched on the topic of a rebirth of a mu'min, for a believer, when it comes to Hajj. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Sheikh Yahya, Jazakallah once for us on Tuesday, South Africa, enlighten our greatest journeys of a lifetime for a mu'min, for a believer.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. In South Africa, Allah bless your existence, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carry us to Hajj. Not to visit again, Allahumma ast. Last time we met, we spoke virtue, just the virtues in the word Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that the one who attends has not said any sexual conduct or vulgarity, and they have fulfilled the rites of al-hajj, they return to the returns of al-hajj, they return to the condition are reborn Ta'ala, to make this series about being reborn at the Hajj of a lifetime to be something that we are blessed with. Allahumma ameen. Today we're going to talk a little bit about preparing for departure, preparing ourselves in terms of finance, in terms of spirit, in terms of thought, about some of the things that we want, inshallah, to get ready for on our journey of Hajj. There are certain conditions, shurut, meaning preconditions, and shart is something that will make your wajib correct by doing it first. Certain things that need to be done for your Hajj to become compulsory upon you. The first of them, of course, is your submission to Allah, state of a person who is in your faith. Second and third is that men in a condition of being a complete man, a complete woman, and having attained to puberty and responsibility. Finally, that you are free of mental defects and there's nothing that is perturbing you that would distract you away from the law. You can have the ability to go. The ability for you to be very early on to my dear brothers and sisters, Hajj is not meant to be an obligation of the believer, that there are actions of Muslim Ummah who can find Hajj becomes an obligation upon them. I want you to know that Hajj is not ever meant to be that will the poorest of the Ummah himself, physically, financially, emotionally, spiritually, task. My dear elder, who find yourself struggling to meet the necessities of life, do not have in your heart a doubt that based on your niyyah, on your intention of performing the Hajj, that you may receive a greater reward than those who are standing there themselves, who may not have had the same purity of niyyah, but they had the financial and physical and a means to attain to there. So know that there are people who will stand on Arafah who may not receive even the same reward as those who are back home with the intense desire to have been there, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken that obligation upon them, off them, from them, because they have not been provided by him subhanahu wa ta'ala the means to attend. And this is understood from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, numerous verses in the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon mankind, لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْحَجِّ, that we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's written upon mankind to perform this Hajj, لِمَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, to the one who has attained the means to fulfill it. That for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, linnas al-hajj, it is meant for mankind to fulfill that task to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that becomes important. One of the things that's attached to that when we talk about finance, and it's a condition that many of us as Muslims find ourselves in, is debt. And I want you to understand that certain types of debt meant one hajj. If you are in this condition, then do make hajj. These types of are the moment it is due. Someone has said to you, you owe me this money, it is due now, I require it from you. You can't take that money and perform hajj instead. And therefore, we have a principle in our deen where قُلْ عِبَادْ يُقَدَّمُ عَقِ رَبَّادْ. Rights of creation must be met before you seek to fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take away from the rights of creation. So you can't owe me money to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take away from the rights of creation. So you can't owe me money and take that wealth and go to hajj, think that you are doing something praiseworthy to Allah, and leave me in need of my own capital that I have out of my kindness and the rahmah of Allah that has been placed in my heart, lent out to you. Number two, you should not attend to hajj if you cannot make the payment to your debt and have full capacity to make hajj. So for some, for example, they can pay the debt, but then they will go to hajj and it's difficult. They have no wealth to spend, no means there. They don't have the hotel bookings. They don't have anything. It's just going to be, I'm going to rely on the kindness of others. This isn't a legitimacy of the hajj. And from hajj related to debt is that a person being given permission from the lender to go to hajj related to debt is that a person being given permission from the lender to go to hajj. And therefore, structured type of debts. So you owe someone wealth and he said, look, I'm happy for you to pay me 1,000 rand a week, and next thing you for it, you meet that a bit of a buffer after, you can go with the excess to go to your hajj, return and continue the structured payments with the permission of the lender. This is something that is considered permissible. The fifth condition, which has a little bit of clarity that relates to it, is with regards to the mahram. And this relates to our sisters and our wives and our mothers in faith, the women of the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. In the opinion of the Imam and the Imam Ahmad, the hajj of a woman cannot be fulfilled without accompanied a mahram, guarantor, and a guardian. Someone escort her all the way. On the other hand, we find Al-Imam Malik and Al-Imam Shafi'i in particular, they do not make it a requirement that fulfills the obligation of hajj. The hajj that Imam Malik and Al-Imam Shafi'i in particular, they do not make it a requirement that fulfills the obligation of hajj. That the hajj that if there is mahram or is preferred by them. And you will know Saudi authority that they are not normally you are advantage, and they are in the guardianship of a legitimate group who will look after them, and someone has to take on that responsibility. Finally, it's important to note that those who do not meet these five conditions, that if their niyya is with Allah, then the full reward of their ibadah in accordance for his or her intention fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet ﷺ spoke about that battle of Tabuk. And Allah mentions it in the Quran that there were people who could not travel with the Prophet. لا أجد ما أحملكم عليه. I don't have the means to carry you with me to arrive to there. And the Prophet ﷺ did not have the ability to take them. They didn't have the financial resources to escort him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nevertheless, the Prophet ﷺ said that we've left behind in Al-Madina those people who we haven't descended into any valley, nor marched through any open plain land, nor ascended any mountain, except they have shared the reward with you and us. This is an authentic narration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is found in Al-Bukhari Al-Sharif. No woman should have this feeling of devastation or depression that they have the means to attend the hajj, knowing these words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of the intentions of our heart. May Allah make our hearts pure towards Him. Allahumma amin. Now speaking, preparing now, alhamdulillah, you have said, you're on your way to Hajj. And one of the things that I wish to you about, I want you to contemplate the enormity of come to Allah. Come to you here. I come to you on this journey. He, Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail, again after it had been ruined and brought to Egypt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quoted, أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they invoked, O our Lord, O Rabbana, O our Lord, accept from us and make us from those who submit to you in submission of Islam. Teach us, show us our manasik, show us the rites of Hajj, and accept from us our repentance. And therefore, everything that we do in Hajj is taught to us by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the processes of the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I want you to consider that first statement, that now you're going to be heading, and we will continue with this tomorrow inshallah. You are heading towards the house of Allah. You are heading towards the sacred land. You are heading to the land that still bears the footprint of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Be at the Mount of Safa, which is where the Prophet first declared his Islam and his messengership to mankind and to Quraysh. You're going to be near Jabal al-Nur, where the light of the Quran descended upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're going to be nearest the holiest place in the world for us as Muslims, which is the land that entombs the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to al-Imam Fudayl ibn Iyad. That the land where the jasad, the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam resides, is more blessed even than the land that houses the Kaaba. You're going to be in this vicinity visiting Mecca and Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara in Al-Haram Al-Amin. Rabbana waj'alna min dhurriyatina ummatan muslimatan lak. Oh Allah, make us from those who submit you. So you're about to set about, go on this and subhanAllah return. And wallah, of brothers and sisters who have their faith exposed, their kafan, they are wrapped in their ihram, and by the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they're shrouded. Oh Allah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wan ni'ma laka wal mulk. This is a powerful moment. It's a powerful word, and that we will inshallah tomorrow bi idhah in qaddar Allahu lana al baqa' wal liqa', if we are able to meet each other. I leave you here and to think about, what are you preparing for your Hajj in terms of your financial means, in terms of your taking time from work, in terms of bidding your family farewell, in terms of asking forgiveness from those who you may have caused injury to or not have caused injury to, but asking your blessing. But in the same way, what have you prepared for the day of your return to Allah, which is symbolized with the kafan, which is the ihram that you wear? Remember, and I end with this, that the Prophet ﷺ was shrouded with his ihram that he performed his hajj with, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We'll continue, insha'Allah, if Allah gives us the energy, the time, and the ability tomorrow to continue with this word, labbaika, to understand its gravity and meaning, and what it is that Allah seeks from us. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
We say Jazakallah to Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim once again, inshallah, same time, same place, inshallah, tomorrow, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all the ability, inshallah, that Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim will continue this amazing on his journey, time quite believable, Sheikh Yahya of it, we will continue with the just that every person or believer who's a speaks these and shouts and says that Allah, I am present, I am present, I am present, inshallah. More about that, I am present, inshallah. More about that, tomorrow, inshallah. Same place here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Almost morning.